This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of TV, as Megan McCarty-Carino just was, a piece in The Ringer caught my eye the other day about Survivor, now 600-some-odd episodes in, if you can believe it. Old seasons are finding new life on streaming services, and the post-Survivor economy for once and future contestants is, number one, it's a thing, and number two, it is thriving. Mara Rheinstein wrote about the opportunities for contestants who have left the island. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So we're all used to reality TV stars, you know, having some kind of post-show life. That job market, though, you point out, has changed specifically for Survivor contestants.
Yeah, listen, Survivor has been around since 2000. You could actually think back to 2000, what the technology was back in the day. There was none. If you did well on the show, you maybe hopped around to a few other reality shows that were on basic cable, and that was it. Now, 21 years later, everything has changed.
So they go out on social once they're done and they say, hey, this is me. And then I guess people find them and book them to do X, Y, and Z.
It is all about one word, and that is the brand. It is who their brand was, what their persona was, and how they can parlay it into success. Another avenue, listen, someone like a girl named Andrea Belke, who has played the show three times, has a segment on Good Morning America once a month. Another recent winner named Wendell Holland has his own show on HGTV. The most famous winner in the show's history, a guy by the name of Boston Rob.
I know Boston Rob.
You know who Boston Rob is?
I do.
That's how famous he is. He was just on a summer series on CBS. So you can, there's the old school way of parlaying your success into something like a Good Morning America, or there's a new school way doing Instagram, doing sponsored posts, doing TikTok, all sorts of things where they know who they are as an individual and they can parlay that and convey that to their audience.
All right. So look, I am not a Survivor watcher, but large swaths of my family is Survivor watchers.
You're missing out.
No, I'm actually not. And I will die on, and I will die on this hill. But anyway, I am thus familiar with the fact that some of the people on these shows, on these seasons, all 41 of them, are jerks.
Yes, there are some villains. And guess what? The archetypal villain from back in the day who goes by Johnny Fairplay still can do cameos. He does appearances. He does podcasts. He still makes a good living based on being the quote unquote villain from back in the day. There really is endless possibilities because of social media.
Okay, so look, that's on the way out of the show, right? After they go on the show, however many times it is. Here's the question, though. Part of the beauty of these shows, it's the part of the fantasy of these shows is that you're watching everyday people plucked from, you know, the law or construction or, you know, what have you, plop down an island and trying to survive. Do you lose something if it's actually people angling for the post-Survivor career?
I don't think so, because this is how it has been. You want to have a career after Survivor. I think everyone knows that's what it is. But just because you win, it doesn't mean you do win in the post game. You have to have a combination of factors that people really do want to root for you after the actual game is over.
You have to win the post game. Have you watched, by the way, for reals, all 41 seasons of Survivor?
Of course, I have watched all 41 seasons, but don't think of it like that. This is over 20 years. Anyone can watch 41 seasons of anything over 20 years. It's very possible.
Oh, no judgments. No judgments at all. Mara Rheinstein, she's a contributor to The Ringer. Mara, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.